This morning on WCHL, Chapel Hill is standing behind Medicaid.
I believe that health care is a right. We've come to the point in our nation's history where I think most people see it as a right.
U.S. Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill weighs in on the true story of the nation's and the state's unemployment rate.
As the number of jobs actually, and people filling jobs actually increase, the answer to that is no.
And we'll let you know of talents by redshirt senior basketball standout Leslie McDonald that go beyond the hard court. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Harbor Road traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the ACC Football Championship is staying in Carolina. UNC Basketball is back in the top 25. We'll also bring you an update on high school basketball playoff action. And
three heartwarming sports stories are in the news this week.
You bet. That's all this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 36 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly cloudy today. Look for a high today in the low 50s and a slight chance of rain tonight. A chance, outside chance at least, of rain and or snow in the morning. Chapel Hill Town Council is urging North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory and the General Assembly to accept federal funds to expand Medicaid in the state to those who are uninsured. This comes after the Republican-controlled state legislature decided last year to reject the federally funded expansion offered under the Affordable Care Act. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
I believe that health care is a right. We've come to the point in our nation's history where I think most people see it as a right. But we don't have that in existence. What we have in reality is inequality. Health care for those who can afford it, very little for those who can't.
That's Bill Murray of the nonprofit group Health Care for All NC. He brought the resolution before the council Monday night, asking them for support. He said it was his mission to publicize the need for expanding Medicaid. The council unanimously adopted the resolution. Council member Maria Palmer urged Murray and others advocating for health care expansion to keep their efforts going.
And I think that personally, I'm offended, deeply offended, that our representatives in Raleigh think so little of the health of the folks that they serve.
In 2013, the Republican-controlled state legislature decided to reject Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. The law would have provided federal funding to expand Medicaid to all North Carolinians who earned less than 138% of the federal poverty level. The law places the burden of cost on the federal government for the first 3 years. After that, the state would pay 10% of the cost. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services estimated that accepting Medicaid expansion would have extended insurance coverage to more than 500,000 North Carolinians and would have saved the state approximately $65 million over the next 10 years.
Nothing that our state legislature has put up as an excuse for turning down the Medicaid expansion holds water. Really doesn't.
Governor McCrory has stated that Medicaid reform is one of his top priorities for 2014, but also argued that it is a flawed system and shouldn't be expanded until changes have been implemented. Dr. Gustavo Montana, a professor of radiation oncology at Duke University, joined Murray Monday to back for the expansion of Medicaid in North Carolina. Montana said he has met many suffering people who cannot access health care because of financial difficulties.
And there is no logical, no reason whatsoever for the state to refuse to accept funds to expand Medicaid.
The North Carolina Institute of Medicine estimated that more than 16% of Orange County residents under age 65, or more than 22,000 people, were uninsured as of 2010 through 2011. Carol Edmonds, who also spoke to the council, is a documentary filmmaker currently producing a piece on state lawmakers' decision not to expand Medicaid. She said she has spoken to many North Carolinians who are living without health care or are struggling to pay for it.
people I've interviewed are selling their homes to pay their medical bills. They are moving into shelters so that they can get meds and access to doctors. They are delaying treatments and risking infections because they have the high-risk plan through the state, which requires a $5,000 deductible, and the people can't afford to pay for the treatments that they need.
Murray shared that in November of 2013, Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich proposed a similar resolution advocating for expansive access to health care, which was adopted by the Board of Commissioners. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tonight's meeting of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen will be taken up mostly by discussion of the town's land use ordinance. The board will consider amending a section of the ordinance to clarify which utility work activities are allowed or exempt in water quality buffers. It's been the subject of an ongoing discussion between the Planning Board and the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. An issue is how best to protect trees and water quality while giving workers the utility line access they need to conduct inspections and make repairs in buffers and along creeks. Another proposed ordinance would clarify the roles and responsibilities of the Environmental Advisory Board in working with aldermen on matters regarding conservation and protections. EAB members are appointed by the Board of Aldermen. There's a proposal to add language to another section of the land use ordinance regarding development projects that entail more than 1,000 square feet of new building in downtown commercial areas or more than 20,000 square feet of disturbance. Proposed language in the ordinance mandates that businesses and residents in surrounding neighborhoods have the opportunity to address the impact of big construction projects. Such impacts include employee parking, storage of hazardous materials, and roads and entrances used by construction vehicles. That meeting starts tonight at 7:30 at Carrboro Town Hall, 301 West Main Street. Across the nation and here in North Carolina, the unemployment rate has been in decline, a fact that has many cautiously optimistic about the economy. But U.S. Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill says, not so fast.
As the number of jobs actually and people filling jobs actually increase, the answer to that is no.
And he says that means federal and state government still has to be active in aiding both the economy and those individuals struggling to find a job. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
We're still stalled here in this economy. You still have three people seeking for every job that's available. And so people still need this support system to go after these jobs. And these folks are really, really wanting to work. I'm hopeful that eventually they'll succeed, but the notion that you help them by pulling the safety net out from under them is just preposterous.
Price made those comments on WCHL last week, shortly after attending a pair of roundtables on unemployment at Wake Technical Community College in Raleigh. Price met with instructors and students in the school's Human Resources Development Program, which provides career advice and job skills training for students who need it.
This is a group of people that have good training, good job backgrounds. The group that I talked to was remarkable in that respect, but yet also remarkable in just not being able to penetrate this job market.
Price says that's why he's currently urging both the federal government and the state government to extend unemployment benefits for those out of work. North Carolina legislators cut unemployment benefits last year, a move that also disqualified the state from receiving federal emergency unemployment compensation as well. And at the federal level, Congress, too, is currently debating whether to extend unemployment benefits. Price, along with the majority of Democrats, says it should be done.
I don't think there's any question that needs to be done. Never in a period of unemployment this severe have benefits been yanked at this point.
Republicans in North Carolina point to the state's declining unemployment rate as evidence that cutting benefits has motivated people to get back to work. But Price says the attendees at last week's forum said otherwise, and he says the numbers seem to indicate that, if anything, cutting benefits has actually motivated people to drop out of the job market altogether.
The unemployment program requires you to seek work and keeps you plugged into the employment security system. One economist, fella who has studied the trends, says that the number of people seeking work actually went down when the unemployment benefits were discontinued. In other words, far from making people go out and look for a job more diligently, it seemed to have the opposite effect. It just discouraged people and caused them to drop out.
North Carolina's labor force shrank in 2013 by about 111,000 workers. About half of that came after the benefit cuts took effect in June. The state only added about 13,000 new jobs in 2013, but it did add more than 41,000 in the second half of the year after a drop from January to June. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
A profile of sorts. Carolina basketball player Leslie McDonald coming up. He's a very talented guy, and not just on the basketball court. WCHL News Time is 8:14. Time for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, traffic has been copacetic. There's a little hint for you. All morning long, pretty much. Now let's check in with Ram Northam and get an update.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. We've had a good start to the week, really. We had one little accident yesterday, but not too bad so far. Taking a look at the roadways right now, 15501 southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Estes Drive, seeing a slight delay, nothing major there. NC 54 heading westbound between I-40 and the Barbie Chapel Road area, seeing a slight delay as well. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpet Weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is mostly cloudy today. High today in the low 50s, 35 degrees right now. Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of rain after midnight. Low tonight in the middle 30s, about like right now. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and or snow in the morning. There's that word again. No problem, though. No problem. No worries anticipated. Sunny skies in the afternoon tomorrow with a high up around 40. And it's going to be rather windy as well with some strong wind gusts late in the day. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 20s. And then on Thursday, a sunny day with a high back up at the low 50s. So it'll get cooler and then warmer again.
All day and all night. 97.9 FM, WCHL, is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instant live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time is 8:16. Senior basketball standout Leslie McDonald is the third leading scorer for the UNC basketball team with 11.3 points a game. He's really been coming on strong lately. He scored a team-high 21 points in last week's game against Duke. Was a major contributor to Carolina's comeback. He also got 19 in the game against Wake Forest, so that's 40 in the last two games. He's also providing excellent leadership on the court. In addition to his well-documented talents in basketball, McDonald has some underreported artistic pursuits. Carolina Connections' Paige Caparato reports.
Leslie McDonald has spent years working on his shooting stroke to perfect his three-pointers. And with the stroke of a pen, he's shown that his talent extends into the art world.
I've always had that artistic side of me when I was young. I can remember drawing for my mother and she putting it on her refrigerator.
His designs are intricate, even though he only took one class in high school. Many of McDonald's pieces are abstract art, some are drawings of people, and many of them start from his love of doodling. And with new technology comes new art forms he finds interest in.
Photoshopping, you know, getting these photographs and, you know, making it to artwork is been new to me, and it's been fun.
But he believes drawing with bold pen is the best way to express himself.
When you see that pen go across that paper, it releases something.
His ideas for his drawings can come from things he sees or music that inspires him, but not always.
Some of my best work has been when I don't think at all. You know, I just, you know, draw.
He enjoys telling the story about one of his favorite pieces, a detailed portrait he drew of his girlfriend, which always stays in the frame and has become a good luck charm. So would he call himself an artist?
Well, I'll say this. I think everybody is their own artist, even if you can do something like Da Vinci or you drawing stick people. You know, everybody has their own story they want to put on paper.
Even his teammates such as Bryce Johnson have taken notice of this off-court talent.
I mean, he said he drew like all the tattoos on his arm, and I mean, he's one gifted person.
McDonald believes his artistic ways have opened his mind.
You know, a lot of people think just because I'm an athlete, I'm, you know, basketball focused. You know, I like to venture out into things. I like to draw. You know, I like to dance. So it has broadened my mindset of things in the world.
And by looking at his artwork, we can catch a glimpse of what it's like in his world. In Chapel Hill Reporting, I'm Paige Camperato.
And Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine produced in its entirety by UNC students. And you can hear it each Saturday morning at 8:30 right here on WCHL during the academic year. It's 8:19 at WCHL. Turning now to WCHL Championship Sports. The Dr. Pepper ACC Football Championship game will be staying in Charlotte for the near future at least. The Atlantic Coast Conference and the Charlotte Sports Foundation announced an agreement on Monday to keep the ACC title game in Charlotte for another half dozen years through 2019. ACC Commissioner John Swofford says Charlotte has been an outstanding host of the ACC Championship and that the annual weekend is a true celebration of ACC football. The game has been held at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium, the home of the Carolina Panthers, for the past 4 years. Last December, Charlotte was host to the Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston and his national championship winning Florida State Seminoles as they beat Duke and National Coach of the Year David Cutcliffe. Tar Heel men's basketball team ranked again. They are back in the top 25 rankings as of yesterday. 20-7 Carolina landed at number 19 in the Associated Press poll and number 21 in the USA Today coaches poll following a 3-0 week that included that upset victory over Duke. As for Duke, Blue Devils check in at number 6 or number 7, depending on whichever poll you follow. 25-2 Florida is the new number 1 team in the nation in both polls, unseating Syracuse, who've lost 2 in a row to Boston College and now Duke. New ACC frontrunner Virginia, 23-5 of the season, is ranked number 11 by the coaches, number 12 in the Associated Press poll. As for the women, the 21-7 Tar Heels check in at number 14, down 3 spots from last week and this week's top 25 after their stunning loss to Virginia Tech on Sunday in Chapel Hill. UConn remains the undisputed top-ranked team in the country. ACC member Notre Dame follows the Huskies at number 2, also with an unblemished record as well. You can read the story and view the complete men's and women's rankings on our website, chapelboro.com. Well, the Carolina basketball team, the men, riding a 9-game win streak now, but the number 19 team in the country isn't planning on slowing down, not anytime soon. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story on a mighty big week.
One of the most surprising and welcome developments over the past couple games for the Tar Heels has been the reemergence of senior Leslie McDonald. Sophomore forward Bryce Johnson says it was only a matter of time before the shots started falling from the perimeter for McDonald.
He's really been, he's found his touch. Coach has been telling them, I need you to make some kind of three-point shot at some point. So, he's finally found it. He's finally making it.
Sophomore point guard Marcus Page says head coach Roy Williams has been pushing the team to maintain their focus during this winning run that has seen Carolina win its fourth game in 8 days with the Wake Forest romp on Saturday.
I think it just means we're focused. We understand that we had a chance to maybe get a day of rest, a day or two to get our bodies back together after this game. But we had to complete the streak. Coach always said, it's not special to go 4 games in 8 days unless you win all 4 of them. So that was our goal, just to get through this game.
Page says he and his teammates aren't concerned with the national attention they're now getting from the outside. He says they don't care where they're ranked and that their primary focus is more inward on continuing to develop as a basketball team.
Well, I think we just understand that we have bigger goals and aspirations than being ranked. We've won a bunch of games in a row, put ourselves in position to get a bye in the ACC tournament. Those are the kind of things we're looking at. What can help us improve as a team?
J.P. Tokido says it's the defense that is provided the impetus for the turnaround. He says the superior defensive pressure feeds into their offense and also allows the Tar Heels to survive any scoring lulls.
Things might not go our way, but eventually someone's going to give in. We're not going to be that team to give in. Coach stresses that, you just got to just keep toughing through things. If offensively we don't have it, we're always going to have it defensively. And I think that's where most of our offense comes from, is getting defensive turnovers on and getting out and running.
Ultimately, Page says the guys are enjoying themselves in the locker room now. Winning can have a way of making things more fun. But Page says the success is only making UNC even hungrier to sustain the momentum.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun when you win, regardless of the circumstances. So it's a happy locker room right now. And I think, the fact that we are winning is making us hungrier to continue that. We've got a little taste of continued success, a consistency, and we want to keep that going.
Next up for the Tar Heels is a Wednesday showdown against in-state rival NC State at 8 p.m. in Raleigh. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Things are going really well for Carolina's basketball team right now. They put themselves in a pretty good position here nearing the end of the season, but certainly can't let their foot off the gas right now. Roland Yates, a Bleacher Report, Report joins us now. And Roland, with his big game coming up tomorrow night against North Carolina State in Raleigh, Wolfpack's going to be looking for some revenge, perhaps, from earlier in the season and what happened in Chapel Hill. How would you assess the state of Carolina basketball right now?
It's absolutely fantastic, Ron. You know, I was a little bit worried after the Duke game, you know, how this team has been. You know, you're afraid that they're going to, not only was that their fourth game in 8 days, but coming off a big win against Duke, you'd think they'd kind of overlook Wake, and they did not do that. I think as official, this team knows what it takes to win, and they're proving that with this huge winning streak.
Carolina never really let North Carolina State in the game when they played in Chapel Hill. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow night in Raleigh?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, we all know about the domination in the first half. It was, what, 20-6 at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But Carolina did not shoot well. I mean, they were 28 of 69 from the field, 3 of 12 from three-point range. They did shoot well at the free-throw line, but it wasn't a great day offensively for the Tar Heels. It was all about the defense, and the defense let up a little bit in the second half. I thought Leslie McDonald struggled with against Desmond Lee, and McAdoo had a little bit of trouble with T.J. Warren there at the end. And Desmond Lee scored 18 points in the second half. So if they can contain Warren and Lee the way they did in the first half and shoot like they have been shooting in the last couple of games, especially Leslie McDonald, I think it's going to be a very, very big performance for the Tar Heels.
Yeah, I remember after that game, Roy was not particularly happy with the way Carolina played in the second half, except for the defense, which for the most part was pretty darn effective. But
still,
it was a win in the North Carolina State rivalry, and he's had a lot of those, and the Tar Heels have had a lot of those in recent years. This is a game, of course, to be heard tomorrow night right here on WCHL. And Roland Yates, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Carolina versus NC State coming tomorrow night as the Tar Heels continue this rather remarkable season. ACC Commissioner John Swofford has checked in on that charge call in Saturday night's game between Syracuse and Duke. He says it was a judgment call by officials. He said pretty much what you would expect him to say, that controversial call, a charge called on Syracuse's C.J. Fair with 10 seconds left in the game. It really changed the game, and a lot of what changed it was Jim Boeheim's reaction. He got a double technical and got thrown out of the game, and not only that, but it gave possession back to Duke, and Duke ended up winning by 6 in Durham. Swofford said yesterday, "We don't second-guess judgment calls that officials give. They have to make them all the time." Well, that's true, but that's pretty much what you would expect them to say. A lot of people have been talking about that since the game took place, and it was just one of those things that points out how difficult that call is always to make. By the way, Swofford says Boeheim won't face any punishment from the ACC for his actions. In high school basketball, 5 area teams made it past the first round of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association basketball playoffs. One giant round 2 meeting is waiting in the wings. WCHL's Rand Northam has more details.
In 3A boys play, number 1 seed Orange cruised to a 75-51 victory against number 32 seed South Brunswick. The Panthers host the number 16 seeded Chapel Hill Tigers tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tigers defeated the Western Guilford Hornets 55-53 with a buzzer beater by Josh Hennen. Details of coverage by WCHL and Chapelboro.com of tomorrow night's meeting between the Panthers and the Tigers will be available soon. The Cardinal Gibbons boys' season came to a close with a 68-55 decision against Havelock last night. The Chapel Hill girls put on yet another dominant performance with their 77-17 defeat of Topsail. The number 1-seeded Tigers host the number 16-seeded Swansboro Pirates tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Pirates took down Orange County's Cedar Ridge Red Wolves 47-28. Also in 3A girls basketball, the Northwood Chargers season came to an end after an overtime defeat by the hands of Fayetteville's Terry Sanford. The Bulldogs took down the Chargers 44-40. Number 10 seed Cardinal Gibbons snuck past number 23 seed Eastern Guilford 60-56. Tomorrow, the Crusaders hit the road to take on the number 7 seeded Eastern Wayne Warriors in Goldsboro. In 2A girls play, the number 24 seeded Carrboro Jaguars pulled off a big upset against the number 9 seeded Red Springs Red Devils 48-38. The Jaguars face another tough opponent in the second round, the number 8 seeded Bedingfield Bruins in Wilson tomorrow night. The Carrboro boys didn't fare as well, falling 62-50 as the number 22 seed to number 11 seed Warren County. To see all the brackets of the NCHSAA tournaments, you can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Art Chansky coming up with a very important sports notebook. North Carolina's baseball team, 3-3 on the young season, will face 0-7 Appalachian State this afternoon at 3 in Chapel Hill. Off the heels of their thrilling ninth-inning win against Xavier on Sunday, Carolina will get to get the bats hot when they take the field at Bosch-Emmer Stadium today. The Mountaineers remain winless, but they almost upset North Carolina State the other day, so can't take them lightly. It is North Carolina baseball this afternoon at 3, and right here in Chapel Hill. It's 8:29. I'm Rod Stutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Three heartwarming sports stories are in the news this week. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. While we celebrate the great games and championship runs toward March Madness, I am also taking a moment to applaud three touching off-the-field and off-the-court stories that have made headlines. One you definitely know, another you may have forgotten, and a third you are probably just hearing about. Michael Sam, the star defensive end from Missouri and top pro prospect, had more than a little support on his campus when the haters came out to protest Sam as the first openly gay football player likely to be drafted by an NFL team. Sam was back at Mizzou to pick up his Cotton Bowl trophy when word spread that the perverted nitwits from the Westboro Baptist Church were coming to demonstrate against Sam with some seriously racist and homophobic signs and slurs. So what happened? On a cold and rainy day in Columbia, more than 2,000 people came out to line the campus streets in support of Sam and to literally turn their backs on the protesters. That's right, they positioned themselves on the sidewalk between the haters and where Sam's car would be driving along, looked at the scuzz balls from Westboro, and in unison, turned their backs on them. Good going, and go Mizzou in my book of fairness for every human being on this planet. Over the weekend, the Brooklyn Nets signed Jason Collins to a 10-day contract because they needed his experience in rebounding. Collins, you may recall, came out as the first openly gay pro basketball player in the twilight of his career because he did not want to go out as a dishonest person. And the Nets players welcomed him into their locker room for as long as he would be there to help him win games. Nothing more, nothing less. Then there is the inspirational 16-year-old named Ebony Nettles Bay, who is a phenom girls basketball star in Verona, Wisconsin, who can handle it like Rondo and shoot it like Kay Durant, even if she has no eyebrows and hair from the chemo that treats her stage 4 cancer. Ebony literally comes right from the hospital in intravenous treatment, gets into her uni, and despite her loss of weight and strength, still dazzles them out on the court. Ebony has two goals: to meet LeBron James, and to live long enough to do it. Now you tell me, aren't those three stories something special in our world of wins and losses? This is Art Chansky. See ya.
You bet, Art, you're exactly right. 8:31 at WCHL. More local news on the way.
A 2013 independent survey conducted by Home Care Pulse ranked Home Watch caregivers of the Triangle significantly higher than the industry standard in compassion, knowledge, reliability, flexibility, and overall quality of service. For 10 years, Home Watch caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, providing hourly and 24-hour personal care to people of all ages with all types of needs. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call 919-960-6038. Home Watch caregivers, let our family care for yours.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan, owner of Twig,
Many people think of Twig as the go-to place for baby shower gifts, eco-fashions, and natural home products. But you may not know that we have one of the best selections of glassware, kitchen items, and food storage containers. Folks are trying to get away from using plastic goods, and we can help. We have break-resistant tempered glass storage that doubles as bakeware, freezer-to-oven containers, and leak-proof juice and shake tumblers. Located on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods, Twig, where it feels good to make your kitchen green.
Don't miss the Murphy School Radio Show, Saturday, March 1st at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. A celebration of wit, lit, and music with some of the best writers and musicians in the Triangle. Join us for great music, comedy, and good old-fashioned fun at the Murphy School Radio Show. Proceeds benefit Meals on Wheels and Farmer Food Share. Get your tickets at murphyschoolradio.net. The Murphy School Radio Show, a celebration of wit, lit, and music.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Liberty Tax Service. It's half off, $200 worth of tax preparation services, available now for only $100. It's tax season again, and April 15th will be here before you know it. You know what that means, scrambling around to finish your dreaded tax return. This year, there's no need to panic because today's deal has you covered. They promise friendly and accurate calculations with a money-back guarantee. Let the professionals at Liberty Tax Service handle your taxes. It's half off from Liberty Tax Service. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carver. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun. Online at glasshalffullcarver.com. 35 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy. High today on the low 50s. Tonight cloudy with a slight chance of rain after midnight. Our overnight low around 35. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and or snow in the morning. Nothing to worry about, though. Nothing accumulating. And it's not going to be cold enough for anything to worry about, anything to stick. And then sunny in the afternoon tomorrow with a high of around 40 with some strong winds late in the day tomorrow as well.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
Hour of the Morning News is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
8:35 at WCHL, we have 35 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz. The Chapel Hill Town Council is urging North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory and the General Assembly to accept federal funds to expand Medicaid in the state to those who are uninsured. This coming after the Republican-controlled state legislature decided last year to reject the federally funded expansion offered under the Affordable Care Act. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I believe that health care is a right. We've come to the point in our nation's history where I think most people see it as a right, but we don't have that in existence. What we have in reality is inequality. Health care for those who can afford it, very little for those who can't.
That's Bill Murray of the nonprofit group Health Care for All NC. He brought the resolution before the council Monday night, asking them for support. He said it was his mission to publicize the need for expanding Medicaid. The council unanimously adopted the resolution. Council member Maria Palmer urged Murray and others advocating for health care expansion to keep their efforts going.
And I think that personally, I'm offended, deeply offended, that our representatives in Raleigh think so little of the health of the folks that they serve.
In 2013, the Republican-controlled state legislature decided to reject Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. The law would have provided federal funding to expand Medicaid to all North Carolinians who earned less than 138% of the federal poverty level. The law places the burden of cost on the federal government for the first 3 years. After that, the state would pay 10% of the cost. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services estimated that accepting Medicaid expansion would have extended insurance coverage to more than 500,000 North Carolinians and would have saved the state approximately $65 million over the next 10 years.
Nothing that our state legislature has put up as an excuse for turning down the Medicaid expansion holds water. Really doesn't.
Governor McCrory has stated that Medicaid reform is one of his top priorities for 2014, but also argued that it is a flawed system and shouldn't be expanded until changes have been implemented. Dr. Gustavo Montena, a professor of radiation oncology at Duke University, joined Murray Monday to back for the expansion of Medicaid in North Carolina. Montena said he has met many suffering people who cannot access health care because of financial difficulties.
And there is no logical, no reason whatsoever for the state to refuse to accept funds to expand Medicaid.
The North Carolina Institute of Medicine estimated that more than 16% of Orange County residents under age 65, or more than 22,000 people, were uninsured as of 2010 through 2011. Carol Edmonds, who also spoke to the council, is a documentary filmmaker currently producing a piece on state lawmakers' decision not to expand Medicaid. She said she has spoken to many North Carolinians who are living without health care or are struggling to pay for it.
People I've interviewed are selling their homes to pay their medical bills. They are moving into shelters so that they can get meds and access to doctors. They are delaying treatments and risking infections because they have the high-risk plan through the state, which requires a $5,000 deductible, and the people can't afford to pay for the treatments that they need.
Murray shared that in November of 2013, Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich proposed a similar resolution advocating for expansive access to health care, which was adopted by the Board of Commissioners. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tonight's meeting of the Carborough Board of Aldermen will be taken up mostly by discussion of the town's land use ordinance. The board will consider amending a section of the ordinance to clarify which utility work activities are allowed or exempt in water quality buffers. It's been the subject of an ongoing discussion between the planning board and OWASA. At issue is how best to protect trees and water quality while giving workers the utility line access they need to conduct inspections and make repairs in buffers and along creeks. That meeting starts at 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall, 301 West Main Street. We have a lot more details on what's happening tonight on our website at chapelborough.com. In news around town this morning, we're invited to donate blood at OWASA's Blood Drive tomorrow. It'll be held at the OWASA building on Jones Ferry Road from 11 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. The American Red Cross is in need of all blood types, and it's experiencing a shortage now as the recent winter storms forced the cancellation of nearly 800 blood drives all across the country. So this is certainly a good time to give. As part of an effort to make long-term transportation improvements, Chapel Hill Transit has launched a study of the town's main north-south corridor, linking Martin Luther King Boulevard, South Columbia Street, and 15501. It's called the North-South Corridor Study. Its purpose is to study transportation needs along the corridor that begins at the Eubanks Road Park and Ride, runs south past Carolina North, or where Carolina North will be, downtown Chapel Hill and UNC campus, and ends down at Southern Village. The study is part of the implementation process for the town's new comprehensive plan, Chapel Hill 2020. It's 8:40 at WCHL. Coming up next, Jim Warren has today's commentary on WCHL.
March Madness isn't here yet, but Chapelborough.com already has a bracket just for you. We're looking for the best restaurant in the area. Every Thursday, you can vote on a new round of matchups as we go from 64 of the area's favorite restaurants down through a Sweet 16, Elite 8, and a Final Four until we crown a Chow Down champion. And you can be a winner, too. Each week, we're giving away gift cards to local eateries just for casting your votes. So head to Chapelborough.com today to vote in the best of bracket and help us find your favorite restaurant.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know when a storm is brewing, it's too late to get insurance? North Carolina has seen its fair share of natural disasters. Well in advance of the next storm, review your insurance coverage to determine if it's still adequate. Many insurers in North Carolina will suspend the writing of new policies or not allow you to increase your coverage when a storm is approaching. Call High & Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, just 2 years ago, no one wanted to buy real estate, but that really changed in 2013. What happened?
Actually, a lot. The economy started growing, the stock market roared back, rates remained low, rents continued to climb, and people were simply less anxious. The buyers that were waiting for the bottom saw sales prices climbing, and they stepped up.
Kit, you are so smart. Inventory was really tight all year. Investors saw low rates and high rents, and they swept up a lot of property. Unusual competition for people looking to buy their own home. And buyers who did nothing in 2011 and 12 saw the writing on the wall.
It's going to be an interesting year. I'm telling buyers to get pre-qualified now by local mortgage brokers that I know and respect. Rates won't be low forever, and sellers need to start getting their home ready for the market now. Don't wait until March to start this process.
Kip Ballew, ladies and gentlemen, all business, all the time.
Oh, Sammy.
Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
It is 8:43 at WCHL. This is Tuesday. Of course, that means it's time for Adopt a Pet on WCHL. And Katie McClure is here from Paws Forever. Katie, thank you for bringing in one of the Wright brothers.
Yes, Ron, I'm traveling with Orville's brother today, Wilbur.
How long ago was when we had Orville in here?
I think it was not last time. I believe Uncle Billy was here last time, and I think Orville was right before that.
And this is Orville's brother, Wilbur.
And
right?
I will emphasize, even though they're litter mates, this is the big brother.
Yeah, and he's really different as far as personality is concerned.
Yes. Well, Wilbur did a great job riding over here. He slept the whole way over in his crate. But he doesn't get out much. Yeah. You know, Wilbur doesn't get out much. He came from one of the shelters where he waited for a really long time.
Yeah.
And now he's at Paws Forever, and he's well-loved by all the volunteers. We walk him and play with him all the time. But he hasn't had many adventures.
He's kind of shy.
Yeah, he's a little shy. And the something about the radio show or the radio office is freaking him out. So,
well, a lot of people who come in here are mic shy. So,
but you know, he dressed for the occasion.
Oh yeah,
you see his Tar Heels bandana.
Yeah, he's got this Carolina
all set to go.
His Carolina scarf around his neck, which makes him even more appealing, you know, to a lot of people out there. And what we're going to do is we'll have a picture of him on our website, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. But also, people can go to your website to find out more. What's that address?
They can. It's pawsforever.org. And the other thing about Wilbur and Orville, you can come out and play with both these puppies. We have 50 acres. We have playpens, nice grassy playpens. And even if you're not sure about adopting or you're just kind of giving it a little bit of thought for the future, you can come out to Paws Forever and take some of our dogs out, and it is a wonderful scene.
Listen, we got caught up in talking about the brothers and all this kind of stuff, but for the folks who are hearing this on the radio, they can't see him.
Yeah.
So what describe him, if you would.
Well, he is a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, also known as a pit bull, but, you know, that's fine.
What a great temperament.
He's all black, and he does have an incredible temperament. He is easygoing. He's nervous now, okay, but he can be very playful, but he's not over-the-top exuberant maniac at all. In fact, he's the kind of dog you could kick back in your Lazy Boy recliner. This dog would sit there with you, real relaxed. He's a sweetie pie.
Yeah.
He has kind of an easygoing nature. He's not over-the-top
at
all.
And how old is he?
He is only about 5 or 6 months now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He is neutered. He's learned to sit.
Yeah.
He and his brother both know to sit. he will fetch, sorta, sometimes.
And if you and I sit here and talk long enough, he's going to fall asleep arms.
He's a lot more relaxed in here. I think the parking lot and the office building was blowing his mind.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Well, again, your website, if people want to find out more about Wilbur or any of the animals you have.
It's pawsforever.org. And can I add that this Friday is our big Paw de Gras fundraiser.
I know.
It's going to be a great party. We have Liquid Pleasure, the band, which is a red hot dance band, just wonderful. We have great food. It's obviously a New Orleans Mardi Gras theme.
Mm-hmm.
Local artists have made masks, and the decor will be excellent. It's at the University Inn over there by Rams Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can see all about that on the website as well.
Yeah. And once again, pawsforever.org. That's PAWS, the number 4. ever.org. Check it out.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. First in flight, Katie McClure.
Yes. Orville and Wilbur and I have been doing some traveling. We've been doing some traveling lately.
Exactly right. And he looks like he's kind of tired. So yeah. He's ready to get back, I guess.
He is.
But he's also ready for a permanent home. So somebody please adopt him.
He is. He'll make a great pet. He will be a lovely companion to watch the ball games. He's a great dog.
Yeah, no question. Hey, thanks a lot, Katie. Always good to see you.
Oh, yeah. And thanks for all you do for our organization, Ron. We love you out there. You are a rock star at Paws Forever.
That is Adopt a Pet on WCHL.
What I like about Diamonds Direct the most is that Diamonds Direct is truly a diamond importer.
Paul Tacorian, president of Tacori, the most sought-after engagement rings in America, talking about Diamonds Direct.
They have the largest selection of diamonds that you're going to find anywhere, and they have a huge selection of designer engagement rings.
And that selection, says Paul, is critical for guys.
Guys are going to spend a lot of money on a ring, and 70% of women don't like the engagement ring that they have because it's just a plain generic ring. They want something that's beautiful, unique, and differentiates them from everyone else.
Diamonds Direct is proud to be a Tacori Platinum partner with handcrafted unique designer rings, unbeatable value, and a world-class shopping experience.
Every single person that works in this store, when you come in, you'll see has such a great passion for helping and informing the customers. What makes Diamonds Direct unique amongst all retailers across North America is that they truly have the largest selection of diamonds that they directly import, and they have every single designer under the sun that you can imagine in their store.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Follow the dots to huge savings at Crown Honda South Point. See blue, save green on a new 2013 Honda Civic Sedan Automatic LX. Just $159 a month, or a new 2014 Honda Accord. Blue Dot price gets 0.9% APR for up to 60 months. Hurry in today. See blue and save green during the Blue Dot sale. Only at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074, and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
Have you been to Carber lately? You just couldn't make this place up. February is For the Love of Carber Month, and there's so much to see and do. Art, culture, farmers market, food trucks, locally grown, organic, music, film, poetry, festivals, Weaver Street Market, Cat's Cradle, Southern Rail, Spotted Dog, Acme, Glass Half Full, Neil's Deli, fun, hipsters, poopers, funky, and creative. Come to Carborough and feel free. Unwind, create, taste, play, and be yourself. Follow us on Facebook at For the Love of Carborough.
All right, Annette Stone today is WCHL Hometown Hero. You're going to hear more about her coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Exciting things going on in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler. It is 8:51 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jim Warren. Climate change has become a planetary emergency. If humanity doesn't begin cutting global emissions by 2015, this crisis will pass a point of no return and a hellish condition for us all. North Carolina has a unique duty to help avert climate and economic chaos because the world's second largest power company is based in Charlotte. The sheer size of Duke Energy means that its transition to clean energy could be a climate game changer. NC Warren and allies are pressing Duke to phase out fossil fuel electricity by ramping up energy-saving programs and renewable power, which are far cheaper than the nuclear plants Duke hopes to build. In fact, Duke is investing heavily in solar and wind out west, but in the southeast, Duke is blocking clean energy so it can keep burning coal and gas while hoping to build new nukes. Tragically, our society has been very slow to respond to the climate crisis. Indeed, the acceleration of bizarre weather and rising storm surges can feel paralyzing, and our government is surely failing its duty. But NC Warren and allies have a strong chance of persuading Duke Energy to join the clean energy revolution. North Carolina simply must rise to this extraordinary moral challenge. This is Jim Warren.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active,
to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamot community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Want to get an early start on your spring cleaning? You're in luck. Jewel Recycle in University Mall wants to help you monetize your unneeded precious metals. Located beside Chick-fil-A, Jewel Recycle will make you a generous offer on your unused gold and silver jewelry, coins, sterling flatware, or other precious metals. Take in your valuables today through March 1st, and they will buy you a delicious Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich just for the opportunity to make you a no-obligation offer and for mentioning this ad.
Glass Half Full is the friendly neighborhood restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. We serve a delicious lunch of fresh salads, soups, and tasty sandwiches, including my favorite lobster rolls and mini burgers, and a soul-satisfying selection of Mediterranean-inspired small plates for dinner. Glass Half Full's seasonal contemporary cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, and striking modern design attract discerning friends from around the triangle. So come to Glass Half Full soon for some good food, good drink, and lots of good fun.
All right, 36 degrees in Chapel Hill, and we look for a high today of about 52 degrees, something like that. A lot of clouds later on in the day, but don't worry about it. Outside chance of a little rain and or snow early tomorrow. You remember Wayne Pond's word? The word of the day, it starts with a C, kind of a cool word, and I like to use it once in a while. If you know the word of the day, and if you can spell it, and if you can define it, call me right now, 919-929-WCHL, and tell me if you're the first correct caller. I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Again, your number to call again, Wayne Pond's word of the day, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Annette Stone is Economic Development Director for the town of Carrboro, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. This has been a very special month.
It's very exciting. So February is For the Love of Carrboro Month. Mm-hmm. We've been celebrating that all month long with things going on in and around the town. And if you haven't had a chance to check out the website, it's fortheloveofcarrboro.com. Lots of specials, businesses that are doing special promotions just for this month and for this celebration. So we're happy to be working with WCHL and promoting Carrboro again this year.
You wear a whole lot of hats. For the Love of Carrboro is really a celebration of all things Carrboro, in addition to being a business promotion. A lot of things happening right now in Carrboro.
This month has been very fun. You know, the North Carolina Comedy Festival just ended, so that was great. Of course, it was Valentine's Day and the Art Walk, and we provided this beautiful snow for you. We had that all planned. You know that, right?
And there was a very special lunch last Friday.
Nourish International, organization that engages students and communities to empower them to help alleviate extreme poverty, and they do something called Hunger Lunch, mm-hmm. and it's provide a very simple lunch of beans and rice and cornbread as a way to raise awareness of extreme poverty in other countries.
This whole For the Love of Carrboro idea kind of came from the Oprah Winfrey Network coming to town quite a while ago and looking at Carrboro, considering it for a television series. Are you kind of glad that didn't happen?
Yeah, yes, very much. You know, it was much better to be the second runner-up. It launched from that particular event, as you will recall, and this is our third year. It's been great, and it's a great opportunity this year to, as you said, launch our new brand. It's Carrboro Feel Free. I hope you all will notice the banners around town, and you'll see that brand and logo roll out more and more in the next weeks and months to come. We want folks to know when they're in Orange County that there's a place called Carrboro.
We're coming up on the end of the month, and there's still some February left, so you can have a little fun in Carrboro and save some money.
Go to the website, fortheloveofcarrboro.com, and you'll see all the businesses and the promotions, the discounts that they have there. and the events that are going on. They're listed on that website, so that's the best place.
A lot of exciting things happening with the Hickory Tavern and Cameron's moving to Carrboro. A lot of excitement right there in that one area.
That's right. Woman's Craft has just opened up there, and there's two more restaurants that are coming, so it's really creating a lot of great energy there.
And, of course, the hotel.
That's right. The hotel, lots of buzz, lots of buzz.
She's awfully good at generating buzz. It's because of all that enthusiasm. Annette Stone, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
And congratulations to Florine Funk of Chapel Hill. Called in with the word of the day, copacetic, C-O-P-A-S-E-T-I-C. It means very satisfactory. Florine Funk gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Liberty Tax Service. It's half off, $200 worth of tax preparation services, available now for only $100. It's tax season again, and April 15th will be here before you know it. You know what that means, scrambling around to finish your dreaded tax return. This year, there's no need to panic because today's deal has you covered. They promise friendly and accurate calculations with a money-back guarantee. Let the professionals at Liberty Tax Service handle your taxes. It's half off from Liberty Tax Service. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. 36 degrees, mostly cloudy today, high today in the low 50s. Outside chance for a little rain and or snow tomorrow morning.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina football.
No, he's not! Yes, he is! Touchdown!
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A trial that's due to start in Detroit minutes from now will test Michigan's ban on same-sex marriages. Two nurses are challenging the ban. Over the last few weeks, federal courts have overturned laws against same-sex marriage in Utah, Oklahoma, and Virginia. Attorney General Eric Holder tells the New York Times that state attorneys general don't have to defend bans on same-sex marriage. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
This is a symbolic gesture. It's consistent with what the attorney general has been saying for the past couple of years now. Remember, he refused to defend the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, but I'm not sure that this suggestion is going to make a material difference in any state.
Outside the Arizona Capitol last evening, a few hundred people demonstrated against a bill that would allow business people with strong religious beliefs to turn away gay.